Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
It's 38 Special, bringing us back 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. And folks, that book is, I proposed some things that were going to happen, and I thought they were going to happen a little later in the decade in the book, but it turns out they've happened quicker. So you might want to check that out. We're very excited about having our good friend Brian Matamore here. His books are awesome, 21 Days to a Big Idea, 99% Inspiration, Idea Stormers, that's an awesome book. I think we launched all of them on the show. Maybe not. Yeah, I think so. And we got a new one coming up. Brian, you going to let us launch it on the show?
Let you? Oh, my gosh. Of course. Thank you.
Yeah, we expect you tell your publishers that you've got a date with us whenever it's ready to go.
Okay.
Tell them to get on with it. Let's get this thing done.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Give us the title of the new book.
Well, it'll be Solving Impossible Business Challenges, unless they force me to change it to just Solving Impossible Challenges.
Don't let them do that. By the way, I need your website.
Yeah. So it's growth-engine.com. Yeah.
And check that out, folks. They can find your books and all your writing there and everything, folks, and what he does for customers to help them solve problems and with the ideation. He's an expert at ideation. So, Brian, we were talking earlier about how to solve these problems, and of course, the first thing is you got to deal with procrastination. Are you a procrastinator? Do you think you're a procrastinator? And in my opinion, if you're a busy person and you don't have a little bit of a concern that you're a procrastinator, then I think that's not even a good idea. I don't think it's a good idea to think that you're not a procrastinator. In my opinion, I think you should have a little. You should always have a little bit of urgency in yourself. You know what I mean? You should always be questioning whether you're getting on with it or not. What do you think?
Yeah, I agree. I mean, of course, in everything, right, there's this balance. At some point, you probably, have a problem, right? And so you really got to get to
well,
it.
Well, if you're being evicted, you probably got a procrastination problem,
So that's an issue. As we talked about, there's good procrastination and bad procrastination. And so, it's a balance for sure. And as I said, that mind map technique will help people. What it does is it tricks you into doing something you don't want to do. It's a fun process. You say, I'm not going to do the task, but I'm going to mind map it. And then you find yourself, once you mind map it, willing to go on and do it. And, we've done that hundreds of times with different clients. We got her to write her marketing plan, overnight by doing it. So it's a good technique. It's a good way to get past.
What's another way to solve impossible deals, impossible challenges?
Well, another one is solving impossible challenges is sort of selling your ideas, and not only externally but internally. I mean, it's maybe not as hard for the small businesses, but certainly in corporate America, there's the challenge of selling ideas, right? And so you have to be creative about that. And one of the things that we my business partner, when he was trying to get $10 million internal funding, he was very clever and very creative. He went to all the board members and said, "Do you have an issue with that? And if you do, let's do that before we get to the board meeting."
Mm-hmm.
And so that was a way to do it. Another one, the Intuition Razor from Gillette, from Schick, one of our clients. They would only report good news, internally. They would do these research studies, and it was a male dominated company, but everybody started to hear all this good news, and they said, "Oh, we should launch that women's razor." And so they did. So the point there, they were very creative and very clever about which ideas or which results from the research they shared internally.
Can we land on this selling ideas thing? Let's take that. Let's break that down in our time we have left. We'll come back and talk about these others. I want to continue this series, if you will. But selling your ideas. I know a little bit about selling, and the better the more successful I got was because I learned how to put myself in the other seat. I imagined what was going to be coming back at me. And I didn't try to go too far. I didn't try to micromanage that information because you can't do that. You got to be prepared to move. You know, you get locked. You can't get locked in. But what do you think about that? I mean, imagine what's going on in the other person's life, in their mind. What's their history, track record? What do you think? Last thoughts.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I mean, this sort of role play is a critical technique. It's hard. It takes some practice to do. And one trick and way into that is to role play famous people and what would they say. And then you get comfortable sort of imagining that you're, you know, in a role, and then it becomes much easier to role play a potential client and what mm-hmm. they're after. Mm-hmm. So that's maybe a trick to do it, because it's not that easy. I don't know that it's natural. And so that's a good way to trick yourself again into role playing the customer.
And
by the way,
go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say the customer's customer too is another process
that
you can do to imagine it.
In my opinion, that's one of the best things you can do to sell someone. But even if it's internal, I mean, think about what motivates them. Think about how, you know, you can't assume. You can assume that they're going to like what your idea is, but you can't assume that they're going to like it. They love it like you do, right? They're going to
absolutely.
What are the questions? What are going to be their questions? Quickly.
Yeah. Well, the other thing is questioning assumptions. I mean, you just sit down and say, "What are all the assumptions I have about this internal client?" And you write down. And the first three or four or five are okay, but when you get to number 15 or 20, you're going to discover amazing things that you never thought of, and that will help the role play as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And then go test it. Take it to market and test it and learn from it, and you'll be better the next time. Growth-engine.com, is that right?
It is, yes. That's the website.
Hey, Brian, good job. Come back soon. We'll finish this.
All right, thanks, Jim.
Brian Matt.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.